Welcome back to another episode of the Vegapreneur podcast. Now, today I'd like to touch on the concept of self-image because a lot of us, including myself, have been trying to strive for goals, setting objectives, trying to hit these monthly, weekly, daily checkpoints, but seem just to be hitting our heads against the wall because, again, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of how you're doing it or even why you're doing it, oftentimes you're not the person, you're not putting yourself in a position to be the person to receive these kind of blessings that you ask for. So what do I mean by that? Well, just look at our internal temperature, right? As a homeostasis standpoint, if your internal temperature is 37 degrees Celsius and you move up to 40, your body is naturally going to tend back to 37 because your body perceives yourself biologically as a creature of 37 degrees Celsius. Of course, there are some health components to that because all your cells do resonate at the 37 degrees Celsius and they need to be at that temperature to survive. But same thing goes for people. If you meet someone that you perceive as lesser than yourself, you're naturally going to gravitate away from them just because they're not on the same level as yourself. Same reason if you're trying to lose weight and you lose 5 pounds, your body's naturally going to gravitate to gaining these 5 pounds because you haven't had that self-image of seeing yourself as someone with 5 pounds less. So what I invite you to do, guys, on this quick, probably 3-minute episode is, number one, stop thinking about what to do, how to do it, or even why to do it. The why component is important when you're a leader and within a team and when you do want to share your mission to others, because it's an easy way to communicate it in a story effect. But besides the point, I want you to focus on who should I be to receive the blessings that I ask for? Who should I be to achieve my dream life? Who should I be to dream again? These are all questions we should be asking ourselves. And again, this is still fresh in my mind. One exercise that I've tried this morning, have tried last night, is sitting down in a meditative pose, and then you visualize yourself on a specific level. If you look on a range from 1 to 10, you see where you are situated on 1 to 10 based on other people. So if you know a friend, try to find yourself unjudgmentally, all while being objective as most as you can. Visualize yourself. Where do you reside on their level? If they're an 8, where do you see yourself compared to that person? This could be financial-wise. This could be health-wise, wisdom-wise, friend, love, family-wise. You find a way to situate yourself on a spectrum and then NLP that. What I mean by NLP is push that back up to where you're at the same level. And then look at a mentor that you look up to and try to perceive your spectrum once you've identified where you're starting at, all the way back up to where they are. And then that will give you an idea, okay, whoa, this is how I have to feel to be at that kind of level. This is what I have to look. This is what I have to wear. And then afterwards, there's just a tumble effect of identifying what you need to look like, what you need to wear, what you need to feel, what you need to be doing in the morning, who do you need to be, what is the character that you need to be. And again, we're just playing a game. You need to fit the character to be able to achieve anything that you want to desire. Dan Locke said it beautifully. And this is actually an exercise, not an exercise, but a concept that I've taken from Dan Locke's TEDx speech. He said that you can't be rich looking poor. And again, looks is everything because that's going to situate yourself socially around other people. And I know it may seem shallow, but when it comes to money, people are very, very, very selective who they do business with. And if you're not wearing a $10 million suit when you're selling a $100 million house, for an example, you won't be able to go for that deal, right? Same thing. If you want to sell $1,500, you have to look the part, right? You have to sound the part. You have to be the part. You have to surround with yourself to make you look like the part. You have to have the assets in place to be the part. And yet again, you can't be selling something that you haven't bought before. You can't be selling a $1,500 course if you've never bought a $1,500 course in the past. You can't offer $1,500, $2,000 services if you haven't paid for $2,000 services because you've never put yourself in a situation where you're the client. So you don't know how it feels like. You don't know the stress that comes. You don't know how uncomfortable that may be as a client, right? So you're not able to be convicted or as convicted as if you were actually, if you've already been there. Now, I may be rambling on a bit, but I do want to share these insights with you. I do hope you take action or whatever to share with you guys today. Without further ado, enjoy your day. Go kill it. Go make something big.